Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Amen. All right, so I was wondering what to share tonight, and while I was thinking, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the book of Judges. And, you know, while I was growing up, I discovered that I enjoy learning via pictures than just reading, you know, reading the material. So I prefer to watch, you know, the book of Genesis acted, the book of Numbers. So when I observed that, I started finding ways to download certain books of the Bible. Are we together? I started finding ways to download certain books of the Bible. So I have watched almost about every prophet in the Bible, and watched almost about every event, not just reading it, because I enjoy it more when I watch it. Down to even the book of Acts, I remember, I enjoyed it more when I watched the movie of the book of Acts. That's my kind of movie for me. Because I'm a pastor and I'm a Christian. Amen? So I should do things that will profit me more than other things. Are we together? So I was watching the book of Judges. When I saw it, I said, why not? And while I began to watch, I saw how God acted with the children of Israel. Down to, is it Deborah? And all the mighty men God used in the book of Judges for Israel. One reason they went back, I mean, do you know Israel went back being slaves again for many years? Are you aware? That outside what God did for them in Egypt, Israel went back becoming slaves again for many years. Not 50 years, more than 50 years. Are you aware? And how did they come out from slavery? I think one time almost 100 years or 50 years. I mean, some of their folks took the historic materials concerning them. And they read how God took them out of Egypt, you know, and etc., and etc. And they were like, no, we cannot be subjected to these people that don't even worship God. And that's how they came out. Funny enough, before they even realized this, do you know they were idol worshippers? Huh, church? Do you know Israel went back worshipping idols? Not just in the wilderness. Amazingly, they went back worshipping idols again. And while they were worshipping idols, they were under the mastery of another nation, certain different nations. And how God would deliver them is when maybe he will raise one amongst them to read about the historic event, you know, read about them in their scrolls and say, no, we deserve better than this. That one man will start shouting, we deserve better. And probably his family will support, make his voice stronger, we deserve better. And maybe they have friends that will start shouting like them, we deserve better. And probably God now gains dominion over the people, and all of them start shouting in one voice. And that's how God will save them again. He will raise one man, make them strong, they will fight, they will win, they will be with God for several years, and suddenly something will happen again. What will happen? They will go back to sin. They will forget about God. We watched that in, you know, Mama T was not over watching me. She was with the baby, taking care of the baby. And when she comes back, she will see Israel has gone back again. She come back, you see Israel. I say, Pastor Simon, this Israel self, God tried for them. No jokes. I had to start laughing. Over 10 times she will come back. Israel has gone back again. Which kind of people are this one? And she'll be like, how did God work with this kind of people? How can you yet start repent? Yeah, again, repent. More than 10 times you hear that Israel went back again as slaves. Not just slaves. Israel were now idol worshippers again. Please follow me carefully. Are you seeing what is happening here? These are the same people who saw God so mighty. That is why sometimes when we talk, some people think we are being... what we are doing is unnecessary. When we speak against some things that happen, you think we are being unnecessarily proactive. Let me put it like that. Maybe we just want to talk too much. Do you know whatever we are speaking against today has the potency to destroy a generation tomorrow? Because they are recording it. Are you aware? Do you know, how many of you did Facebook remind about your picture or post? Like maybe 10 years ago. How many of you deleted some? You did not share it. Let's be sincere. How many of you deleted some? You just raised your hands, most of you. Okay, all of you, they were showing. You were just posting the rest. If they just show you. How many of you deleted some? Why did you delete it? Because the information that you pass, even you now, at your present self, is shock. What the hell was happening to me? How did me post this kind of rubbish? Then you check, you haven't wondering if somebody is watching what Facebook shared on your Facebook. When you look, there's nobody. You delete. So that there's no evidence you ever posted something like that. Do you know when you posted that thing, you thought you were the wisest person in this world? If anybody had advised you and said, so person, what you are posting is wrong, do you know you may fight that person? So I beg, your own is too much. Get out. Blah, 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 blah. Some of you, even certain dresses you wore, you felt like they were the best thing that can happen to you, especially for guys. You wore FUBU. You now wore one 50 cent shirt. And your pickup was to the back. Then you posted. Yo. Then, yes, little Jay-Z. Then after like 10 years, when they remind you, you delete it sharp, sharp. Because who you are now, there's no connection between who you are now and that post. Most of you here have seen some of you have gone to your Facebook. I went down, 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 down. You know, sometimes somebody is just bored. He's just looking for what to do. Most of you that ever sent me friend requests, I went down. Think about any post, I've seen it. You know, there was a sister in this church that sent me a friend request. I did not accept it. Because I did not know that she was a member. When I checked her profile picture, she just came that time. You know, when you just come to church, you're excited. You met Pastor Simon, blah, blah, blah. You just go online, check Pastor Simon, boom! Send friend request. So when I saw the profile picture, I said, no, this person cannot be sending me a friend request. I'm a pastor. Somebody like this should not send me a friend request. I didn't know that that person is my new member. You needed to see the way the person dressed. It was very godly. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? After like 3 weeks, the person now changed profile picture. And I said, hey, I've been seeing this one in church. Then I accepted it. Because something had happened, do you understand, within that space of three weeks. That's how it is. You know, as I was coming, I asked myself, I said, why do people even forget things in a hurry? Firstly, let's talk about human beings. They forget things in a hurry. Are you aware? I don't know how to explain this thing. How many of you have been loyal, not necessarily loyal? How many of you have been good to people and they turned out to become bad, even to you at the end, as human beings? Like, they behave like it was not you that was good to them. You can't find connection. If somebody looks at how they are treating you, you know, there is no connection that you ever were good to them. They'll be wondering if you were the one that caused their family or something. How many of you have been there in your lives? I was talking with somebody. They are connected to what we are doing with the land, with lands, with designing church and, you know, our building and the rest. I forgot to share it last week. This Sunday is Vision Sunday, so I will share our whatsoever. I wanted to share the architectural design, but even me, I don't understand all the architectural design. So I told somebody in our church, he's not around, that understands it, to design what they showed us so that we will just see the output. We don't want to understand the design. Side view, front view, step, all those things. If I show you here, you'll not understand what we're talking about, isn't it? So this Sunday, you know, so we're talking somewhere in the office and, you know, I went to get the design, but the permit, and we're like, the person in charge traveled. So somehow, one or two of them, I was there, Pastor K. We got engaged in the conversation. They were talking about church. And, you know, young, innocent people destroying their life. You are young, maybe you just finished school as a copper, and your matter, your focal point, your interest is pastors. In this economy that is hard, number one, without Jesus' self, it will be hard for you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You now, probably, you are without Jesus, you are not talking against men of God in this kind of economy. How do you thrive? And innocently, the boys were talking, a few of them, and when I noticed, I said, no, we have to give them the right impression of how church is being run and how men of God should be seen. And we're like, you know, the reason why they have to start imposing taxes, certain taxes on churches, is because the thing has changed into business center. It is some churches so that I will not be hurt. You know, I would have said, fine, some, truly. I refused. You know, Elijah felt like he was very righteous. That thing is happening with so many people in time today. They feel like when God is doing something great in their, on their inside, there are many who are actually useless. That is why God is using them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? While I was in the hiding, or in the cave, whatsoever I would call it, staying with the Lord, not as popular as this, I am very sure many people are not aware that God was raising somebody like me somewhere that was not popular. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So is he doing with so many? Elijah felt like he was righteous, because truly in his days bad things were happening in Israel. Religiosity was the talk of town. Many people had missed out in God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And God was using him mightily. So it was obvious to Elijah that many people had missed out in God. And he felt like he was one person God can only use, and there's nobody like him. And God said, there are many who have not bowed to God, who are hiding in the cave. I'm the one hiding them. If I release them, you will know that we just started. And that humbled Elijah. Are you listening to me? I was going somewhere because of this. Where was I? Let me see whether you are following. What? All right. So, you see, they started talking against church and talking against church. And I said, no, church is not like that. So they were like, no, pastor, we don't mean you. You know, like 10% are righteous. But 90%, in fact, more than 90 are unrighteous. So I said, these people are deceiving me. You can't say 10% are righteous and me, I'm inside the 10%. So I had to start talking back. I said, how sure are you? This, your statement, is a function of indiscipline. You can't sit down somewhere and say 90% of pastors in Nigeria are fake. How dare you? You are a very indisciplined fellow. Not just people that talk against pastors like that. You that will sit there and say, Idoma men, they know they take care of their wife. You are a foolish person. How dare you sit there in one part of the world, small part? Do you know how many Idoma men are in this world? Huh? You know, I used to think that Kaduna was another local government for Idoma people while I was there. There are many of them there. You think you go to Kano, there are plenty. There is no part of this world you will not find Doma. Even Maiduguri, as they are killing people like that, they are Idoma in the forest moving. And so is it for thief people. You think you go to a part that you don't hear thief people. I was at Lekki many years ago, going to House on the Rock with Mama T. We just wanted to go for the Sunday service. Many years ago, while we were still on campus, we used to give, when the school give break, we too will give breaks more for the fellowship. So she was doing IT and she was already at the church. No. We planned to meet at the church. So I came all the way from the barracks and I was going to stay somewhere at Yanaipaja, somewhere there, so that I can find it easy. I don't know that I'm moving right. There's a name of a place around Yanaipaja. I don't know before some of you. Is it close to the place? It's close. Something like that. So I was going to stay there. Then the next day I'll come to House on the Rock from that place. And it's still very far. When I came on Sunday morning, it was far. And when I took back Keke to go and meet my fellow, the person that is going to keep me in his house so that I will go to the church on Sunday, I started hearing thief language. And I was very surprised. The person who was taking us, the Keke person, was thief. So I said, okay, coincidence. As he was going, one accident nearly happened. It was thief they were using to communicate. As he spoke to you, this one spoke, that one spoke to you, the other one spoke to you. I said, Jesus Christ, where am I? I'm telling you. So you see, we are everywhere. Idoma, thief, Igede, that have one local government, are everywhere. I'm sorry, two local government. I'm so sorry. I thought it was one. There's Ojudo, there's Obi, right? Huh? Not far from each other. There's still two. People should not put words in my mouth. They have two local governments. They have wide influence too. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There are certain people you when you ask their language, they say, Igede, how did they come out from two local governments to every part of the world like this? They are everywhere. Now, you can't sit down somewhere and say, so language, they do this, they like that. No, you are wrong. It's indiscipline. It's because you are a talkative. If you are not a talkative, you can't talk like that. Yes, firstly, you are even amiable. It's a function of indiscipline. Yes, Delta men, they beat their wife. TV men, they give their wife out. Those men, they do this one. Idoma men, they stingy. I've been hearing that. Igbo men, they that one. Blah, blah, blah. You just see one innocent Idoma man come to meet you. Innocent Idoma man. Hello, I like you. Say no, when I stingy. Can you imagine? The one I'm wondering is but of course, if we're sincere, everybody likes money. Who hates money here? This sister nearly did her. I thought she wanted to raise her. If you hate money, say amen. Eh? You hate money? Rebuke it, oh. Because if you hate money will hate you. But we hear this narrative that Igbo people like. Okay, what you say is not like, it's love. I'm not part of the movement. This is the person that said it. You know, one pastor made one statement about Igbo people. When they dragged him on Facebook, he had to come and apologize next time. He said, I did not mean it like that too. So me, I'm not even starting any statement. Everybody likes money, okay? Are we together? Not only Igbo people. So the people have different narrative. What is it about Igbo people they say, so that I'll hear from the crowd? Richard, you are Igbo. What did they say about you people? I've not heard though. What's the narrative about you people? They say people love money. Okay, that's Igbo speaking. His name is Richard Chibuzo. Chidoze. He said they say they like money. I'm just hearing it for the first time. So you see, people have different narrative about certain tribes. You'll be scared of Igbo people. It's the beginning of wisdom. They'll finish you on Facebook. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yoruba people, what is their own problem that people say? They love what? Pepe. But everybody likes pepe too.
But not like Yoruba people.
No, that one is even not something we should use. Love pepper. What is that characteristics? They like party. Okay. Well, that's not even something. I don't think they have a problem if that is their problem. I'm talking about things like what? What? I'm talking about. Hey, you don't know what you are saying, no? Is my mouth? You want me to say something? I can never say, open my mouth on this podium. And say, I'm scared of my life. Let me tell you now. All right, amen. You don't know why I purposely hid it. You think I have not thought of that one since? Maybe when I make you sell it, that you preach. Yes, people have different narrative about certain tribes. But I'm talking about those ones that will make them say, I will not marry this person because of this. I will not marry that person because of this. I will not marry... Do you know what I'm trying to say? I just heard their death. Have you seen certain tribes? It's not about tribe. It's about individuals. Even this thing about liking women, that they say thief men. You know, there's a popular belief that they say thief men like women. Is it true? Yes, they say it. Pastor Peter is a thief man. Has he toasted anybody in this church apart from his wife? Why? Why? Because he's a pastor, he heard. We can also say because he's different. Or we can say because he's a Christian. Finish. You know, if we say Christians, some people will say, and there are some thief people who are Christians, but they're... No, forget all those people that are giving Christianity a wrong name. A true Christian should not be a womanizer. Some people say, forget it. Even pastors, they do those things. True pastors, should they do those things? No. So don't spoil that title because of certain individuals. So you stand up and say, so the day somebody knew my tribe while I was in school, they shouted. They shouted. And they didn't only shout, they say it's not possible. You can imagine, because I don't even have anything traceable to the tribe. We can't come to church and you are speaking certain tribe. If I catch, I did it before now. After service, we are in Abole, Vahen, Kedu. I called everybody. I said, if I hear any tribe after service, you are in trouble. Queen's English. Not vernacular. I've said it to you people several times. Vernacular is a trace of poverty. Choir people like vernacular very well, like it's an addiction. There was a day I took cuts on it speaking vernacular with Ola. As I told them, I heard them speaking vernacular. As I was now going forward, he now spoke it again, Sonny. And I said, so as I mean, they talk, but I said, ah. If you observe, you are broke this season. This season, are you not broke? Eh? You are not broke. I come. Come now. You want me to take you public? Come. We'll prove this thing. Come. Are you broke this season? Are you broke this season? You're not broke. I come. Come now. Broke people. If you are broke, we'll prove it. Yes. Kira, call your account number. Send 10,000 to our account. You stay waiting. Your phone is charging in the house. Poor people get excused very well. You see, vernacular is traceable to poverty. I know some people on media will say, I get 1 billion, but I know they speak English. I know some people will tell me like that now. You see some people start arguing, and I lie. I get... Dear beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health. I mean, you prosper and be in health, even as your... If your hand is prospering more than your soul, you are a thief. Yes. There are some people that you hear that they are billionaires. You just know they are thieves. They don't need to tell you. Just hear them talk. Nothing upstairs. Are you here? So I cleared the decks for them. I told them, you all don't know what you are saying in the name of Jesus. How can you be saying 90% of pastors are thieves, are doing business? That's why the government is imposing taxes. Firstly, the government is being unfair to impose taxes on church. They are unfair. It's because they've seen us finish in Nigeria. We don't. They can't try this thing in other nations. They cannot. Look at your country if you are wise. Online, on land, look at this country. See the rate of poverty that the government have brought us into. But look at churches. Look at churches. Don't say Nigeria is going backward. But churches are building this. Who is bringing the money? Members. In the same country where people are crying, go to churches, they are empowered and they are doing big things. Kudos to men of God. Somebody who start with a zinc church and a zinc house. Somebody like Bishop Oyedepo. Zinc church. And now he has churches all over the world paying staffs. Nigeria, Nepal. In fact, there was a time light went off. Light went off in White House. Black House in Abuja. There was a blackout in the White House. They say it's Asurok. Do you know Bishop Oyedepo, more than 30 something years, Nepal have not taken light? Because they collected power from Nepal, saying, Nepal, serve Nigeria, we'll create our own and serve our own people, Canaan land. Do you know they have not taken light? Nepal did not blink light for 30 something years. This is a proof of we're in the world, but not of the world. Such a man will not want to even be president of this country. See, if you give Bishop Oyedepo, it's not a joke. You give somebody like that this country for 1 week. If you give anywhere, quote me, if you give Bishop Oyedepo this country for 1 week, what he will do, 60 years of independence, 60 something, has not achieved it. 1 week. The decision that man of God will make, 60 something years of independence, will not achieve it. I tell you the truth. If it's a lie, let Tinubu give him for 1 week. Think about it. Think of men of God like Pastor Chris, who started from nowhere. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Remember when we started GCMI? Where two or three are gathered in your name? Technical block. See what we're doing today. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, Pastor Chris started from nowhere. Now, according to report, he's the most decorated man of God in the whole world. He's the one. Celebrated everywhere. From Nigeria, Benin. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not even Benin has seen that kind of... He is more popular than Benin itself. I'm not insulting Benin. Thank God for Benin, for producing somebody like that. But imagine he's in charge of Benin. See what he has done to Christ's embassy. Imagine you give Pastor Chris Benin for 1 week. I say, Pastor, sir, please, can you help us shape, make decisions that will shape Benin for just 1 week? Benin will be more than, mention one of the biggest and best cities in the world. Because, firstly, there's no greed. They are not there to steal. It is clear, they don't want to steal. They want to what? Serve the people. So I told them, you are wrong. Because you find one or two men of God who are doing wrong does not mean that men of God are doing wrong. I cleared the deck. Secondly, they did not mention another case. They said, are you aware? And I'm going to speak about this thing today. I never wanted to speak about it in public, but I'll speak about it. Because, you see, if some of us don't start talking, most of the people will be getting wrong narrative about set men, general overseers. Do you know, I don't believe anybody suffer in this world like general overseers. I believe they are in a world of their own. That, in fact, it takes the grace of God even for their wives to understand them. And so anytime I hear talks against people who are genuinely called by God as general, who are set men, I mean, my heart moves with pain. And most times I have to talk because I really understand to a fair extent, maybe not to every extent, but to a fair extent because of my little experience yet. And I heard them talking against a popular man of God who retired some pastors. And they were like, it's a business world. That is why he retired his assistant's pastors and wants his son to be in charge. And I asked a sincere question. And please, let the whole world listen to me. How old is the general overseer of Living Faith? If, for instance, he's 70 years old, I think that's why he celebrated last time. The ones following that would be close to his age will be around 67 or 65. Am I saying the right thing? If, for instance, Bishop Oyedepo, God forbid, is no more, is it somebody who is 65 that will become the next general overseer? Because maybe, take for instance, at 100, he's no more. And the person that took over is 95. Now, I'm being logical now. I'm not being spiritual now. Logical. Will you carry that kind of assignment and give somebody that's 95 years old? It will kill him. I like that statement. Even standing on the podium, before he climbs and talks, if he talks two times, he's gone to be with the Lord. Okay, logically speaking, so who should be in charge? Now, let's go to logic before I enter spiritual. Should it be the son of the assistant? No, let's be sincere now. Maybe your married pastor, the son of your assistant, will now be... I'm being logical now. And we are not supposed to judge logically because it's wrong. God should call somebody. Are we together? In fact, you can have a son and he does not have the call of God upon his life. No, for me, it's not possible. You cannot come from me and don't have the call of God upon your life. But they are saying, I nearly spoke like Sonny. They are saying it's possible. I nearly said that they say it's possible. They are saying it's possible. Somebody like Kenneth Copeland, all his children are called. The ones that marry his children now became called. The ones that refused to be called, he now called them. Him, his children, his great-great-grandchildren, all of them are doing ministry. Are you aware? If you marry his daughter, if the daughter marry you, if his son marry you, ministry. All of them are doing ministry. And somebody asked me, he said, the same person, he said, why will it be his son? I said, firstly, one of the sons of Bishop Oyedepo is not even serving in Living Faith. Are you aware of that? He said God called him. They did not stop him. If they truly wanted to share the money, they would have forced him to stay so that they would share the money. He said, go wherever God called you. Now he has his own ministry and outreach. Then I asked him, I said, when God calls people, do you know it becomes very obvious? If tomorrow I mention a name here that God has called him to be a pastor, some of you will not be surprised. You know why? You have seen the traces. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So I asked him, I said, have you heard that young man teach the word of God before? I've heard him teach the word of God. I said, obviously, he's called. I've heard him live in utter. I said, but that's not everything. I said, when God makes a promise, he doesn't forget your children. God cannot tell me to serve him and say Shekinah will not serve him. He makes his promise to your children and what? Children. Go and read the Bible now. From the Old Testament through the New. Where has God made it? Is it not the God of Abraham? Then what? Then what? So what are we talking about? He called Bishop Oyedepo to start Living Faith. He now forgot Isaac. His name is even Isaac. Is it not Isaac Oyedepo Jr.? David Oyedepo Jr., sorry. He now forgot the boy. We can't be thinking, some of us were looking for ways to just attack somebody. When we don't find any little thing, we attack without reasoning. They say he did not retire. Go and check the Old Testament. The priests, the major priests, they don't retire. Do you know priests retire in the Old Testament? Are you aware? Go and check. Priests retire. They retire. When they are very old and cannot function, they get retired. Above what? Above 150. It's in the Bible. Secondly, lastly, is it today they started that principle? You that you are carrying the headache. Do you know the day those people were calling to Living Faith? They signed that they were going to retire. Yes, sir. You are thinking it's a new thing. And the sick man is just there.
Because we see Bishop Hiripo, he looks bold. You know, when people see people that are bold, they say they are proud. They are wicked. He's not only bold, he's now babbing score. Wicked, they want to say wicked, bad man. I was babbing my hair somewhere. I'm sorry I have to say this publicly. It's painful. A lot of people, even pastors. Do you know pastors that support pastors that break out from ministries? They are pastors that have broken out from ministries. Quote me anywhere. The fans of the people that you, the person that you think have broken out, go and check. All of them, even your friends around, they are the ones that have left a ministry. They are supporting. Hear the voices of people, but they all left somewhere. Misery like companion. Then you see the man of God quiet. I was barbing my hair somewhere and someone came to me. The barber was talking. He said, I love so-and-so prophet. He shares rice for people. So when did we affirm a prophet because of rice that he shared? Are we called to share rice or to teach the word of God? You know, human beings are so gullible. So if I just start sharing rice now, I'm a man of God. But if I share beans, maybe I'm not a man of God. What is the meaning of that? How many ritualists are sharing rice everywhere? They should just put them white collar. Reverend, they should just put as you have shared the rice. We should not be gullible. Are you listening to me? Do you know the way God vets men of God? He has given us that capacity to vet. But because of emotionality, we are too gullible. He said, test all spirit. What if you test and you found that this is a false spirit but a sharing rice? What will you do? Do you know as you are talking, the people that have enjoyed benefit from that rice, their mouth is what? Because the gift of a man, what? Make room for him. They understand these little principles. One day, I wanted to get an information to have an upper hand for this land case. The Holy Ghost told me. He said, go to Suso person. He said, give him Suso amount. I said, God, it's too plenty now. We did not steal land. He said, give him the Suso amount. I removed small. The Holy Spirit said, all. I removed all. I gave him. As I just gave him, thank me. The next moment he called me, oh my God. Download of information. I was telling Pastor Peter, the information was too much. He said, in fact, I'm tired. I will not support this rubbish. You see, the gift of a man. Assuming I did not do what the Holy Spirit said, that thing would have not opened. There's something that would have not broken there. Wisdom is what? Profitable to what? Direct. So I was speaking. I said, you see, somebody, you know, that Baba, he now, when he told us, I hate that one that is of living faith, so wicked. Look how he looks, self. The way he looks, you know he's wicked with his bad head. I said, stop. I kid you not. I said, stop now. If you know me, you know I can do such a thing. I said, stop now. To me now, I'm seeing his hand curse. And everything he's doing curse in that shop. I said, don't touch my head. Don't touch my head. He said, Pastor, what happened? I said, don't touch my head again. I remove it. They carve, they chop this side. This side is normal. I wash some, so I remove it. I put on my head. I tight it. I went to the next barber. I said, barb anything that is in your mind. You see, he had done a very terrible thing. Indiscipline. That's how people destroy themselves. They don't know anything about something they want to talk. Yes, if you're among that class of people, stop it. Some of you that you are not aware of something, but you will be swearing to, I swear and I swear a day. I'm a boy. I swear to God. I know why Pastor Chris break up with his wife. I swear. You swear. Then some of you who pass information like good people, but you are still amiable. I know they sure, but I hear say you are amiable. Maybe say they accuse you, but now wait till I hear they tell you. I hear say you are still part of the movement. There's a saying that says gossip stops at the ears of the wise. Immediately it gets to a wise person, they crush it. That chain of information stops. And now you are aware, let me tell you one last thing before I continue, that if you meet 20 people now, if I carry 20 people now and tell you something, there's a way you translate it to another person. Before it gets to the last person, what we said at the first point is not what they will say at the last point. They will add juice to make it sweet. So I've watched men of God suffer for many years. I tell you the truth. And because I am a set man too, I truly understand to a first. And where you cannot talk, where innocent people have been cajoled by crafty men who Satan has influenced over time. You know, the story of Judas shows us the possibility for somebody to be pastored by the best pastor and yet be listening to Satan. Jesus is the best pastor. He pastored Judas. Judas had the impetus to be listening to Satan while being pastored. If your heart has a problem, there's nothing any man of God can do. So we'll say Jesus is a bad... Do you know Judas actually went and plotted? And I'm sure he would have spoken a lot of things outside what he plot against Jesus. One time I went to minister somewhere, and let me be real, in Kefi, I was with Pastor Ed. He remembers very well. That was the experience where when we were coming back, the Lord told us to change our bus. So when we changed the bus we left, you know, they had an accident in the front. Then our own passed. Hallelujah. That's why it's good to listen to the Holy Spirit. Are we together? And before we came back, after the first day, I promised them 2 days, but because of church, I had to leave the next day. Before we came back, they were discussing something about a popular man of God in Zaria. And while they were discussing, they said, he looks, sometimes he's hard and harsh. That's why his assistant left him. I dropped the chicken. Ask him. The chicken, the taste of the chicken just died from my mouth. I just dropped it on the plate. I said, in case I talk and they want to collect their chicken, let them collect it. I dropped it. Assistant. I have somebody who is a protocol there. His sister is one of the chief protocol officers. And they gave me the news firsthand. So I said, look at this rubbish. Even if I didn't have anybody there, I would not trust any information from somebody that broke out. I know what I'm telling you. Until I ask questions. And when I found out, the man of God just corrected him. It's a little correction. It flared up and left. Little correction. Flared up and left. First question, who knew you before you came there? Nobody. You claim you haven't doing cryptocurrency. Is it this service today? I believe a lot of people, if they watch this service today, it's as if I find trouble in the body of Christ. But I will talk. Firstly, you claim you are doing cryptocurrency. You made money from crypto. Before what? Forex and whatsoever. Before you started that thing, who were you? A nobody. He came to the church, marry his spiritual daughter, the man of God. You see some of these wicked people? You marry our spiritual daughters and change their heart against us. Sire Forrest. He said, no, I learned Forrest. That's why I'm rich. It's one thing to learn Forrest. It's another thing for people to invest in the Forrest you have learned. And most of you seated there, no insult. If it's not church, you don't have anybody that believes in what you are doing. The first people that started believing in your business and started buying it are church people. Now, let's be very sincere. The first people that told you, I want to snap picture, are church people. Even your friends doubted what you can do. The first people that said, I want to play there, are church people. Sometimes you now grow so much in influence, you now think where you are coming from is less important. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Forgetting where God took you from. If it's not the influence of that set man of God, who would have believed in your forest? Today in the body of Christ, you are being called everywhere to come and teach forest. You now think you have arrived. That's the dimension God have called you. The answer is marketplace ministry. Before you had the influence for somebody to believe in you, remember, it was under the wings of another person that somebody saw you and said, if this person is with that person, let him come and teach us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? You see, this thing is not pride. It's just the fact of life. Let's just make some things clear in the body of Christ. If there was never Pastor Chris, Reverend Tom probably would have been a drunkard. See, it's the fact of life. It's the fact of life. If there was never Bishop Oedipo, Bishop Abioye probably would have been selling semo somewhere. It's the fact of life. He would have probably not been a man of God. You can quote me anywhere. I'm not being wicked. I'm telling you the fact of life. Trace most of them. Even they are born again is because they were led by the set man to be born again. Reverend Tom was led by Pastor Chris. So with the other place I just called. So imagine the person was not called. Who would God have used? The Bible said the people did not change because there was no man to preach the gospel. It said, how can they? I think man being sent is the last option because the message of salvation was not preached because a man had not carried the responsibility of going to preach. That's Romans 10. Can you remember the part of scripture? So it was because God sent a man that the gospel got to them before they got what? Repented. Please follow me. Because we're in a season of revival that I see so strong in the body of Christ. Especially from our state. And that's why I felt it very necessary to share these things I'm sharing with you. Most of these people are still like victims. Many people are seeing them like victims. I mean, somebody will see somebody who has labored for many years. You know, one time I sat down, I said, the world is not fair. People are not fair. I know where I started. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Most of you are not aware of how God even started with me. You struggled, pushing, get to certain height. Then one small person that just comes. I'm not trying to insult. Under your wings, lens. Before you know, they are carrying news about you. The bad thing is that people are believing them over you. And you are wondering, what the heck is wrong with people? And of course, it's not necessary to now come on media. I'm saying, see, that young man, you are destroying who you are. Can you imagine Bishop Oedipo comes online and says, you see, because of that, what people are hearing is not true, this is not. How can he do that kind of thing? Have you ever heard any statement from him? That's what God wants. And I tell you the truth, the Bishop Oedipo I know that, and I've read about for many years, will never talk about this case. He will never talk about it. The first time I heard this statement was from him, no defense, no attack. You have to be very, very careful the way you judge matters. These are things that happen in the body of Christ. You just hear, see people, I've been saying this, calm down. You know, how many of you have been in leadership position where you are in charge and people offended you, people lied against you? Can I see your hands up? And the people believe other people over you. Have you been there before? How did you feel? Maybe some of you went and were explaining, see, it's not true. After you were done explaining, how did you feel? More stupid. In fact, somebody will now say, for him to be explaining too much, he's guilty. And you just feel offended. At the end of it, you just say, let God be true and every man be a liar. Some of these people have understood this mystery over years. That's why when people, even the best of their soldiers misbehave, you see their mouth sealed. Because they've understood it with time. No defense, no attack. My problem is the innocent people just talking anyhow out of ignorance. I'm a set man, that's why I'm talking like this. And this thing, they alter the move of God. That is not the man to blame. The man to blame is not the one that set law and say, retire at successful time. Because if we are being sincere, he said, if you retire, you can still be pastoring with the church. The only thing is that you'll be going from branch to branch to revive works, but you'll not be kept in one branch. Is that truly a retirement? Is that what we call real retirement? So I say, Pastor Peter, now don't be in a branch. What you'll be doing is that since you are old, you cannot sit in one place. You are too old for this. Be going to different branches where people are struggling to work and be preaching there so that you revive them because you understand this ministry more than them. So is that retirement? So we retire you from branch ministry, but not the entire ministry. And he even said that if you feel like you can still continue, you don't want to retire, or yeah, apply again and be a branch pastor. Some of you just hear one thing and you carry it and run away. I purposely did not talk about this. I don't know why the Holy Ghost is sharing this thing in my heart this wonderful evening. If not, I discipline myself never to mention this case. Go to Facebook and see what people are writing. He missed Shiloh, blah, blah, blah. And so what? He was hot. That's why I mean. And so what? Listen, that's not my mate too. I don't have, he's not somebody I can ever disrespect. But now we're trying to judge a matter. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I'm trying to judge a matter because people have wrong perspective about everything. In fact, one time senator posted on his Twitter. He said, I wanted to go to Shiloh, but I'll not go again. It's unfair. So person was not around. It's unfair. I'm not going again. As if he has ever went. He has never gone there. Because of prognosis, I'm a boy. So that, look at the heat on the man of God. You know, I sat with my wife, I said, Mama T, I wonder what this man of God, I wonder the hidden tears, maybe going to his room and cried many times, then come back bold like a lion, like nothing happened. Because nobody's believing him. Only God knows that he did not do anything. Another question is he only you, they retire? You are more popular, but it's not only you, they retire. There are others, they retire, who are as influential, as spiritual as you. They did not make one noise. They don't say anything. You know, most of you, see, boldly, I'm not supposed to talk like this, but I'm talking by the Spirit. Boldly, I tell you, most of you are moved by sight. You don't walk by feet. Most of you, when you see people's countenance, you can just judge them. The guy in a humble guy. Because you see the face and his small mouth, he doesn't open mouth. His face looks like an angel. You say in a humble guy. Do you know how many girls he has broken their hearts? Do you know how much of a liar he is? How many of you have seen people who you thought were angels and you found out these are demons? And I'm not saying every person that has a humble face is a bad person. That's not what I'm saying. But don't judge people by the countenance of their face. Have you seen people who look rugged but they are angels in disguise? You're like, I don't believe, say, the way I see in face, that this is a wicked person. And when they talk to you, you're like, wow, this is really an angel sent by God. Have you seen people like that? Some people were saved by Agbero's. Today, they don't know the Agbero's name. I tell you the truth. Because when they saw Agbero, they were running. They said, come, I'm not going to do you anything. They go. Some of these Agbero's, if you know what made them Agbero, you'll be amazed. Some of them, they drop them on the street. Hope you know. No father, no mother. But they've grown through time. You know, they had to just... They have good heart. Do you know God called Abraham a man that had a good heart before Abraham knew the Lord? Are you aware Abraham was an idol worshipper before God called him a good man? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That doesn't mean that he was going to go to heaven. But God saw that he had a good heart. And of course, I'm not saying that good heart would have been sustained for a long period of time. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? At the status quo, God saw a good man and he called him. And I asked them a question while we're talking, Pastor K. I said, I will leave you with this. I have to be bold. I said, who deceived who here and who lied here? You people have been misguided. Somebody who came out and told us that the call God gave him is to serve another person. He said that's his call for life. God cannot call him in the future. That the call God has given him is to serve another person. So what changed? Is it that when the person changed, the call changed? Shebi will say the gift of God are without repentance and the calling of God. So if God calls you that your call is to serve another person, what changed your mind? Is it the retirement? Maybe that's how I judge things. Oh. I'm not gullible at all. Because I've heard these things. The videos are on YouTube. Go and check them. My call. God can never call me. His call of my life is to serve my father. Blah, 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 blah. Never knowing that a day like this will come. Because for every call, there's a test. Whether you like it or not. Finally, in conclusion, we are ranting and ranting. I don't want to go deep into these things. I'm trying to be very careful. Before you think I'm being biased, there's no form of biases. The call is confirmed. The first service overflow. The second service overflow. Which people are there? Living Faith Pro. They are the ones that fool everywhere there. Which people are there if it's not the people you were in charge of in your branch before? If you look at me now, you say, Prophet, it's like Bishop Oyedepo gave you money, or you have met him before. I've never met Bishop Oyedepo in my life. I've only seen him preach physically in altar. I've never shook hands with him. I've never met him close. But I stand for truth. Are you listening to me? Be careful. You know why I'm talking like this? That's the difference between the Azusa Street Revival and the Waste Revival. These two things I'm just talking about. One was sustained because of order, even though people did not pray in tongues. The second one was not sustained because there was no order. Do you know which one was not sustained? Guess. Huh? Do you know till now, that building, they've sold it. The government had collected that building when that revival happened. Where fire was coming and joining from heaven and earth. If there was order, do you know that building will still be part of the church today? People started doing things anyhow. Somebody will stand up and say, the Spirit of God said this. That's how that movement died. There was no order. But check the Waste Revival. Till today, that influence is still there. Because they say the man, he was 26 years old, a young man, 26, but he had order. If you read of that revival, they say even from his dressing to everything, there was order. The first thing he did after discovering the call of God is Bible school. When he came back, he was so administrative. Even while people were praying, they said, if you listen to the story of the revival, they said people were not moving anyhow. Even while people were praying, they were not moving anyhow. They were in order praying. The man liked so much order. I'm saying this because I'm going somewhere. You see, as we are doing these things like this, you know, one time one of my young men came to me to apologize. He was with us. And he said, he's so sorry. What led them to make certain mistake was because I was pumping so much fire in them and they couldn't take it anymore. That's why they thought God was calling them in certain places, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at him and I smiled. I said, it's fine, you can just go. And one time I was thinking, I said, could this be with everybody? As we're here pumping the word of God, your heart, pumping the word of God, pumping you may now think that simply means you should break out. No. There's a way you grow. I'm not trying to brag in the flesh. Most of you seated there who have listened to me for more than 1 year, what you know, if you go out there, you'll be so amazed that a lot of people don't know it. And now, if you start saying it and people are amazed with what you know and the influence of God over your life, do you know you may think that translates into being a call? Do you know that's how you break the move of God? You alter the move of God? Because now there's disorder. I can fuel you with passion for God, with the word of God and the Spirit. And you pray and carry this prayer into your closet. Pray, pray. Then you open your eyes, you see in the realm of the Spirit, it's crowd you are seeing. I said, wow. The Lord is calling me to the nations. Am I saying God cannot call people? No. But I'm saying you can assume things. Are you listening to me? Because of your fire and passion. Not knowing that all you needed is an avenue to express what God has put on your inside. That's why when we begin to sense the hand of God on people, and sometimes it doesn't happen immediately, the first thing you see us do is to call them out and give them small, small responsibility yet. It is not even small responsibility. Compared to the work, we can call it small, but you know it's not a small responsibility, right? You see us telling them, be in charge of this. One of the proof in the book of Acts that somebody was filled with the Holy Ghost was not that he was preaching yet. Peter said, get us how many men? How many men? 7 men. He said, full of the Spirit. Guess what he said? Call for me men full with the hand of God upon their life. But he said, let them serve tables. Let them be packing plates and keeping cup. Because that work is attached to the ministry. That's the first responsibility he gave them. You'll be wondering, what is the connection between serving tables and going to the nations? Me, a man of God to the nations. You say I should serve tables. I think man of God is looking down on me. What is the connection between Elisha pouring water on the hands of Elijah and being next in charge? There's no connection. While Elisha was doing that, there were some boys in the school of the prophet wearing blazers. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And assuming leadership positions. Elisha. Bible tagged him as the one. They did not say Elisha. It's you that call him Elisha. In his days, they call him the one that what? Pours. And some people were saying that thing out of mockery. The one that poured water on the hands of Elijah. Imagine you were the one seeing somebody who aided Elijah. And he was pouring water Meaning Elijah was damn lazy, probably in your heart, that he could not even wash his hands by himself. What will you say about that person if he's your husband, probably? People, they travel out. People, they do this and you, they follow one man up and down. That's why most of the times, if God call you and we realize it in church, the first thing you see a set man looking at is the woman you want to marry. You see them asking you questions. You say you want to marry that lady, let me see her. Okay, don't tell her, let me observe her. Then we'll start making her verse, small, small sometimes. Say, you, what are you doing? Stand up, my friend, and move to that side. One will hear what you will do. And then they go to that church again, they talk to me, and I'll say, oh yeah, don't go there again. But we'll say, you, stand up from there, go and sit there. Why are you being like that? Are you a child? I said, yes, sir. I said, okay. Okay. Number one, test. She passed her more. Number two, say, why are you coming now? Why did you come to me till late? I said, my friend, keep quiet. Never in your life. I said, Prophet Simon is kind. But he's being wicked and mean just to me. Why? You see, the set man will be, the pastor will be praying for you not to misbehave, because he knows what is happening. He knows what prophet is doing. You know, one of my men here, my mighty men, one time, he got into a problem with his fiance. And the problem was ministry inclined. He said she was not participating in the ministry, she was not doing that, she was not doing. So I said, let's keep on trusting God, should be better. And the reason why I said let's keep on trusting God was because even at the initial, she refused to enter the relationship because she felt, you know, ladies will not tell you you don't have money. They'll be looking for other reasons to prove that you don't have money. For instance, if they don't want to marry because you don't have money, they'll say, sir, it's not because he's not a nice person, it's just because my heart does not agree. It's a lie. They will look for one lie to just make it look like a nice decision, you know, nice reason why they don't want to get married. But meanwhile, it's because you don't have the funds. And I called, I said, why are you resisting this guy? Blah. She said, sir, I don't know, but I don't know. I just feel like it can't work. I said, why? Give me one reason. You should have at least one reason. And when she could not say, I said, okay, maybe I don't know your reason, but let me warn you. If it's money that is your problem, you see this man, you have a lot of money. As I said that, she went back, dreamt, prayed, and now said, Tom, let me enter. So that was the solution. I did not say enter the relationship. I just promised her that this one will be very rich. Then she entered. Then when they were going, blah, 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 at some point, when you observe, she was not serious. She was actually growing. But she was assuming that the love he has for her is bigger than the things she's not doing. You know, almost every lady, I heard Dr. Paul Enetche coincidentally one time sharing this, that he was advising, correcting his wife every time. And one time his wife now said, marry me for who I am. You are correcting me every time. No, not marry me for who I am. Why are you always seeing bad things about me? You are not seeing good things. It's only the bad things I do you correct. I don't know if you have been there with people that want to marry you, maybe pastors. Dr. Becky was there too. The man of God was correcting her. She said he's only seeing bad things. See, and some of you want to compare yourself to our sisters. Maybe you come to our house and you see our sisters not respecting us like the way you even respect us. You say, didn't they even respect her? I manage respect her. He come and told me to. We are not marrying our sisters. Are you aware of that? It's you who are marrying. If you want to be like our sisters, you will still will leave in the house and go. You will be one of the sisters of the house. Get it. I'm not marrying my sister. Who am I marrying? You. The Bible says when we purge you, we'll make you a befitting wife for ourselves. It's me that will teach you how to help me. You can't come and say you just want to be helping me fetch water. Who told you it's water that is my problem? I know where I need help. So when I see that you're always burning your face, I say stop burning your face because this thing will kill me. It can't help me. When I'm done from a hot service and my body is paining me and I come back home and I... They will keep food for me with bony... Why are you boning your face? Nothing. Nothing. I will just die. I can't bear that kind of thing. No, but why are you doing your faith? Nothing. Then you will now think that the man of God will now not eat the food. Then you will now eat the food. It will now pay you that he finished the food without verifying what was wrong with you. After two services on the Sunday, I should ask you what has, I should wait for you before I eat food. And when I'm done eating the food, I'll say, I'm sleeping, you can wake me by so time. Like, he didn't even ask me what to do. What did you? Then when I wake up, that's not what we need. Most men of God will make life miserable for you if they know their call. They will not answer you. They just tell you that you better make it to church by so time. As you are burning your face like this, be in church. Now, if for instance you decide to be stubborn and say, I'm not coming to that church, blah, 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 have you not started killing the ministry? So, during the relationship, you'll be noticing that bad character. She needs a smile. So, why are you not smiling? Say, is it your business? Do they force people to smile? He will try, quote scripture. Mm-mm. Buy suya. Mm-mm. Buy yogurt. Mm-mm. Then he will leave you, but not in manifestation. Do you know a man can leave you spiritually and not physically yet? He has left you. You think you are in a relationship with yourself. Say you are not calling the way you are calling, you will not apologize. They will not say sorry. They will not say no, it's because of you. They will say sorry. I'll call you now. They've forgotten about you. Then one day you say, I cannot continue this thing. You see what they are doing? I cannot continue this thing. I say, okay. You said okay. The burden has been lifted up. Be careful. Are you listening to me? Some of you God has given to marry pastors. This is things about things that sustain the move of God revival. You will think that your smile, you'll be hiding smile. You are selling smile. You is scarce like fuel or something. That thing you go. Not only him is made with the Sanhedrin. No, there's a Sanhedrin in heaven and on earth. We'll sit on the mat and say, Pastor Emma, what do you think? Pastor Joe, you people will notice this person that wants to marry Susu Pastor. What is this, sir? I won't want to. You tell us what is happening. Me, ma, I don't know. So anything that wants to be, let it be. I will not say break up and shake you. We will not thank God for the breakup. In 3 weeks' time, we'll hear that the lady, sir, you broke up with me. What? He broke up with you? I did not know. I'll get back to you. We know. But for this story, I'm telling you, I did not know. And the young man was complaining, she does not do this, not do this, blah, 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 blah. And at a point, I said, well, I will see. I truly wanted to be talking to her because I know how things started. Then one day he prayed, woke up, blah, blah, blah. And he said, sir, I've made up my mind. I'm breaking up. I said, oh, fine. And when he broke up, the lady was amazed. What? Somebody that claimed he loved me? I thought he was in my armpit, in my pants. Just because I'm not serious with the things of God and even church, I was not even sharing posts, I'm not engaging life service. Is that the reason why love should die? I thought love should last eternal. You were called helpmate. You are focusing on love. They say helpmate. Your problem is love. And when she came, not to talk down them, I asked her a simple question. I said, did he warn you? Say yes. I said, how many times? Say plenty time. But I did not know that the thing is this serious. I said, now you have seen. It's more than serious. These people, I taught them where there was most of you were not around. I cannot train a man finish, then a woman will come and carry him. That's a dundee. It's not a man. I trained them in the cave. Then you think you come one slice of love. I love you. Then everything about God in them will evaporate. If I want to make you a pastor, I bring you close. That's one of the things I start. I will start teaching you things that I can't teach normal people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because Because I want God in your heart to be very strong. And after a while, I advised him. I said, if it's because of that matter, go back. I think she's okay now. Because God will not change his mind. So, and he went back. And they are enjoying themselves today. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Somebody will say, Pastor Simon, is that necessary? Blah, 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 blah. If we must sustain a revival, the move of God, who you marry is very important. Who you marry is what? There must be order. Even in relationship, God gave Adam and Eve, but they still had a problem in maintaining the assignment God gave them. Why? They didn't live as couples by God's wisdom. Are you listening to me? They neglected God's wisdom. Don't think because God said, that's my wife, everything will be okay. There may be issues if you don't follow God's wisdom. And like I said, one way Satan scatters the word of God, like the Azusa Street Revival, is by bringing disorder. Where everybody thinks God is speaking to them about a certain thing. Even in the church in Corinth, Paul advised, he said, if a prophet speaks, the rest should sit down. Vet what the prophet is saying. And when he's done, he should sit down. Another one should stand up, judge or interpret or prophesy what he was to prophesy. He's talking about order. Because anytime the move of God breaks out in a community, if there is no order, it will scatter. Before you know it, it will be gone. Everybody will be raising shoulders up. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's a problem. I tell you, most people that have made wrong decisions, people don't like truth. That's my own conclusion with humans. They don't like truth. If you want to be saying truth, you have a lot of enemies. People don't like truth. How can you tell me, a man of God who have served us as a country, God have used to serve us as a country, serve people of the world everywhere for many years, is all of a sudden wrong. And everybody thinking the one following at the back is right. How do we get to that point in life? How? Because he's not coming to verify his claim out there. Is how gullible we human beings can be, too gullible. Are you listening to me? They can be too gullible. If you truly trust the man God, look, firstly, before you were nobody, God called that man. He saved, got you saved, trained you up. You became a global icon. You don't think today you can make a wrong decision that will affect you? If he wanted to destroy you, it's not today, it's many years ago. You can never say a set man is threatened. A candle that shares light can never be threatened by the light it has shed. It can never be threatened. Jesus said a disciple can never be greater than his what? If you like, be in the same strength. But the Bible says you can never be greater than your teacher. Nor the slave than his what? Master. I think the problem here is honor. If you think, listen to me carefully. I'm going somewhere. If you think God has called this man over your life, trust what God is saying through the man. Don't think the man is being biased. Sometimes it's the friends we have around that give us wrong advice. And even in this situation, that's what me I sense. The people around, when they magnify you and make you look like you are not who you are. When we were growing up, Chris Devon said something to us. Pastor Chris Devon. You know, I got saved through the ministry of Pastor Chris Devon. He said he found out something. I don't know what happened there. He said he found out something magnificent. That most young men are dying because of how people are hailing them. You know, while we're growing up, somebody is struggling with a habit, they will now be calling you an apostle. So I see the grace of an apostle. There's a revival that will break out in Kudenda through you. You are struggling. You know you can't pray 30 minutes. But they've called you apostle, apostle. Then he said to us, he said, go and hide yourself and pray. Tell God what they say is not true. Me and you know me. I can't pray 1 hour. Have you seen people that magnify you beyond what you think you are? The Bible says, do not see yourself beyond who you are. Be sincere. Have you seen people that come and tell you things that shock you? It's not prophecy. They think that's who you are. But that's not who you are yet. He said, let the thing not cloud your mind. Go and hide and pray. tell God, thank God for what they are saying, but me and you know who I am. Help me, Lord. He said, if not, you'd get yourself destroyed. Sometimes it's the people around us. You are serving this man of God for 30 years. Do you know people do those things? Do you know if you leave today, you'll be better? Some have left. They are worst. When you know, misery like companion, when you break out, the first time people will come, all the devils will come. 2 years down the line, you will know who truly, because the Bible says nothing can be done against, but for the truth. Nothing can be done what? Against, but for the truth. Be very careful. It starts from now. As the move of God is rising, you know, someone met me on Sunday. I'm so glad he got to understand what I was saying properly. And he said, sir, there's this thing in my heart to start something to teach youth about purpose and rest. I don't know if I can, I just came to tell you with your permission if it's possible. And I looked at him. I know what God is doing in his heart. Such a mighty move of the Spirit. And I said, you see, I like to be frank. So that in the future you will not say, I did not tell you now. I said, he says, no, it's not something outside, just a campaign once in a while. I said, it's not a campaign. GCMI started as a 2 hour prayer. A praying meeting. We did not say teaching and praying. Praying. We just come and baptize people in the Holy Ghost and we pray. That's how GCMI started. We never thought we were becoming this. So I said to him, sometimes if you take the wrong path, right, you'll be doing it to... You were not supposed to be in ministry, but because you are following that path, before you know, you have entered ministry. That's how we start getting fake prophets, because probably that's not your call. A friend was telling me in Jos, he said, two people broke out. No. His assistant left the ministry. One day he came to church and he asked for all the cell leaders. Then he found out that on Saturdays, it's not only cell that happened, his assistant is organizing another program with some of the members. And he was so shocked. So he called. And they said they were in the program. They now tried to round up and come. He said, I thought Saturdays are for sale. What are you doing? Doing another program, blah, blah, blah. He said, no, I was just led to start one. You were led to start what? He asked him, how can you be under what God is doing and you say you are led to start something? God is not a God of disorder. And he said, you should stop that at once. He declared it in the church. He said, everybody stop it. You know, most people now, who would they start attacking? The set man. They'll say he's jealous. How? How is he jealous? You know, many years ago, there's a popular man of God in Abuja. Many years ago, one of my friend's friend will go to the ministry and carry people and go and do one prayer for Nigeria and the world. When they are having cleaning and they will be doing prayer, you know him, he's from this state. So, the friend will go and be doing prayer and there will be plenty from the church. Then one time they set my head. He now looked for his number, they gave him the number. He now called him before the meeting that day. He said, see, I cannot be getting souls and God will tell you to come and be using them. Tell all my souls to come back. Is that clear? I never try that again. So he now did what the man of God said. He now started announcing. Imagine, I carried people to go and pray. Jew now called me. He says, ah, body of Christ, don't scatter. See jealousy. So when the matter came to me, as the wise that I am, I said, me too, I have ministry. I'm set man. So one day I'll be in church now on a Tuesday. Somebody will say, my member should be praying for a revival in BSU. On this Tuesday. That revival is because, if it's because of GCMI, it will not happen. If they write it that that's how, it will not happen. So I told him, the man of God did not do anything bad. He said, hey, prophet. I said, he did not do anything bad. You were wrong. Are you listening? Yes, I told him, you were wrong. How can you come to another segment and be, do you know what I'm trying to explain to you? And he was shocked when I said he was wrong. I said, don't blame the set man. They are having programs or cleaning or some meetings, departmental meetings on Saturday. And probably he heard that some of his guys are praying for Nigeria. If it's because of our members, that Nigeria will not be better at all. It's wrong. Because do you know you are responsible for that ministry growth, falling and rising? What if they are going to pray, accident happened, some people died? Who will the parents catch? Do you know how many parents have called me? Some are even sending me gifts, wine, money. And somebody will now come and say, I want to toast this girl. Blah, blah, blah. So that's why I used to pursue some people with slap in my office. There are some I've said, get out. Say, sir, God, say, I say, get out, please, get out. Especially for the names you call. The one that they've even called me. And they were saying, you know, they say, my child is in your hand. You first think like they are kind. My child is in your hand, though. Now they don't want to come there. You know, sir, if anything happened to my child, you are wondering, is it warning or appreciation that is happening here? Then that one boy will now come and say, the Lord said what? When we are not even sure of you. Firstly, they have a problem with our ministry. They are suspecting us. Secondly, you now fulfill what they are saying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Before a child will come to BSC, they'll say, you get one ministry when a GSM, GSMI. Make your picking no go down. Now, dear, my picking go away that thing happened to Ramon. They will not say, GSM, GSM. You know, somebody give a test and say, I want to thank God for GSM. Such a lovely guy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, yeah. You know, these matters, we shy away from it. Have you observed that church people shy away from this kind of matters? But it's very important. That's what killed the Azusa Street Revival. I'm still telling you today. Firstly, it started nicely. Nice testimony. William Simon will not come and lay hands on anybody. He will just be inside his box. Be praying. The people will just be laying hands. Things are happening. A point came, they couldn't be controlled. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They could not. Because when you lay hands and the thing happened, lay hands, oh boy. Now to start my own now. Start the lay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Some, they say, start cell meetings. They start cell meetings. They want to baptize people in the Holy Ghost. They just, people just start, they just do hands like this. People went down under the power of the Holy Ghost. Everybody, wow. Is it not what prophet does? Hey, church. He just does like, sometimes he's just speaking. Sometimes he just starts singing. And people just start singing. I hail you most high. And, and people are trying to hold people. Say, hold them. Hold them. Before you know, you have started ushers in cell meeting. Before you know, there's music thing in cell meeting. So go to that cell and say, sir, that cell. They have departmental meeting during the week. In cell meeting. Choir having rehearsal for cell meeting on Saturday. That one don't na cell meeting again. It don't tell church. Oh. GCMI Gado Villa Church branch beyond pastor's approval. You think Satan will use obvious wrongs to come and cause division? These are the kind of things he uses. Many years ago, my spiritual father showed me one guy. Now, today is in Kirikiri. He was a man of God. Today is in Kirikiri prison. Now, I'm not going to call his name. All my friends know him. They are watching, though, remember. My spiritual father pointed him to me and said, be careful of that one. When did they say, when he told me to be careful, me, I started running. He's not only careful. Simon, come and go one meeting. My mama sent me. My mother sent me. I never followed him anywhere. Never in my life followed him anywhere. The closest person to me in the ministry I served in Zion was my spiritual father, Prophet Solomon. You ask around. They know. Even my friends who were the same age with me, all of them knew they were not closer to me like than Prophet Simon Solomon. I made sure I glued myself to him like chewing gum. I be super glue. I be ionic bond. I was so glued to him that my mother said, that's my father. He will pay my school fees. She was so upset. And this multi professor was saying, he go pay your school fees. I was that close to him. And of course, he liked me so much, coupled with the fact. So, anytime he warns me, I listen to him. Before he died, everything he told me, some of the people I've never told them, they did what he said. They did it. One, I have to meet him one night. We were speaking in the night. And I told him, do you know Prophet Solomon said you would do this thing? He just looked at me, he almost started crying. I said, me, I just want to tell you that you did it. I'm not condemning you. I just want it to be recorded that what he said you will do, you have done it. So me, I did not condemn you. I packed my things and I left. Exactly what he said, they did it. So he told me, he said, be careful of that so guy. We came out from a meeting one time. So when we were going home, he was ahead of us, like one of the first people Prophet Solomon started training. Prophet Solomon told us, you know, that time the move of God was so strong, and it's still strong, but we were not guided to subset it. Some of the things we did those times, we're not doing again. We're not doing, I will never do it here, sir. He removed his shoe, Prophet Solomon, and said, we should put our legs in the shoe. When we entered the shoe, the power of God hit us. All of us. So when we finished, we're going home. He now called some people and said, let them come. He now removed his shoe. He said they should enter the shoe. As we were entering, the power of God was hitting the ladies and the guys. He now started laughing. Oh, yes. Anything prophet does, I will do. He started gently like that. Everything we finish, he will do it. He will try to do it. And listen, the prophetic, the way Prophet Solomon had it, he had it. So when we are done, he will now call some of us and start prophesying. So Prophet Solomon saw it. He advised him, he didn't listen, and he warned him. Do you know, not too long from that time, that guy broke out and opened his own ministry. And now raised somebody under his ministry that broke out. One of the last terrible things he did was that they caught him just before meeting. They caught him on a woman. Just before a meeting. That's one of the last atrocities he did. Just before, you know what? Men of God are praying for meeting. You were sleeping with a woman just before your meeting started. And it was the assistant that caught him. Another terrible thing he did. This is somebody who had genuine prophetic. A point came in Kau, he was going to wash his eye. He went to one Baba, unbeliever, and was giving him coconut water. He was confessing that he used to wash his eye. So when he comes, he'll be seen beyond measure. Such a terrible thing. It started by little, Bible says little foxes what? Spoil the vine. It's that small. You think they turn becoming womanizers in one day? If you become a terrible womanizer, it's not one day now. It starts by talking to every girl you see on Facebook that is fine. That's how it starts. As long as the girl put pink lips, you will talk to her. That's how it starts. We check your first 5 chat on Facebook is women, is men. That's how the thing starts. You are trying to invite them to church. You are discipling them. You are watching their spiritual life. That's how the thing used to start. Before you know, you'll now be inviting them for counseling sessions. When Satan enter your heart deep. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hey, are you listening to me? I was speaking with Pastor Ifeanyi in my house last Sunday. And we grew up from the same place. So I wanted him to come to my place before he left on Monday morning. He didn't even leave on Sunday. So he left on Monday morning. While we're talking, I was asking him questions. Because he was quite a distance from where I stayed in Kaduna, but we were all in the same place. The move of God that was happening, we were all part of it. I used to come to their side to minister, one of my popular friends that time. And when I mentioned the popular, he told me, Hassa, he's a laughing stock today. I said, really? That was the same person that told me that he saw me coming to talk against him when he was trying to talk to my sister. Remember that story? Today is a laughing stock. The same character he did to several people, they now pursued him. He did not leave that part of them. They pursued him because of a certain character. Imagine they pursue a man of God. He now went to another part of Kaduna. He started the same thing. So now he does not even have a place he stays. Because there, they pursue him. Here, they pursued him. And I said, how did somebody come to that point? We're just thinking. And I said, okay, let me ask another question. And now I said about another person. That one, he has closed down. I said, really? That one started like 5 years after I left Kaduna. How did he close that? Little ladies will come to the house and be fetching water and be cooking food. Prophet to the nations. Women are bringing food. Women are bringing, are coming to wash plate. Women, you are such a foolish prophet. You are joking with fire. Then he was joking and told me something. He said, sir, do you know, I would have been in a deep trouble. I said, what was that? There was a lady who was close to him that gave birth, and the boy looked exactly like him. I was laughing in my room. I said, you have seen something. He said, yes, sir. Call the lady. I know the lady. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to go into details before I mistakenly go and reveal. But I had seen traces from that lady. That was the same lady I told you one time that I came around and I told one of my boys, I said, this one is not going to fall under the power of God. She's going to fall under her influence. Do you remember that story? That I said, Jesus, Prophet Simon, you just came and wanted me to impart. I said, it's not impartation. This one is love they are looking for. I said, okay, watch. I said, Lord, I was in his ear. I said, Lord, I'm not doing anything to this person. No, you know I'm not connected. Blah, 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 blah. As I did my hand like this, she went under the power of herself. Enter under a table. Fire! Fire! I said, this thing you people are seeing here is not real. I still said it. Fire! Some people shouting fire. Just tell them stop. You'll be so shocked. Fire! 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 Then, boom! She started prophesying. I see! I see! The boy was shocked. Prophet Simon, God says to tell you this, that you are a prophet to the nations. Everybody turned towards me. They were happy for me. I was sad for them. Is it because I'm not a prophet to the nations? No. But I know this thing is fake. God is going to use you mightily. Thus says the Lord. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. I said, God. The boy was just doing like this. Before we know it, do you know who made that program? Man of God. And he was close to her. So he said, when people were even thinking it was him. Of course, but it had nothing to do with her. And thank God the mother knew the person, her pastor knew the person that was responsible. So he was saved. But everybody's first impression was who the boy looked like. You see this closeness or necessary closeness? What if they didn't know the real person? And maybe she now say, you know, some ladies are very terrible. They will be close to you. They had a baby for another person, but they'll prefer you to the man. In fact, they'll say you will make a good father. Because of how good you are, they'll say, I'll put the baby on him. He will make a good father. Have you heard stories like that? And you are like, heaven, come and bear witness to me. But the general public have been seeing you every day escort her to the house. Escorters, are you listening to me? Escorters movement of Nigeria. Are you listening to me? Where will you start from? Everybody will say, now check. They say, why? Every Tuesday evening, every Wednesday, every Thursday, will they see her and this tall boy for their church? How Satan will now be more wicked to you? The baby will now come out. Tall, fair. Don't say this thing, how it take be coincidence. How? You see this boy, you see your check, carbon copy. Be careful. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
oh my God. You think you know, ladies, some of you men, you think you are strong. When they deal with you, ministry, your ministry, your ambition will die. You know, some people are in prison today. You know why they are in prison? A lady came out and said, he raped me. Then tears now fell. What? That's all the evidence all the judges need. That's all the evidence they need. She cried. It's true. That guy, he looks like somebody that can do it. That's all. They are in Kirikiri today. Are you listening to me tonight? They have to be other. Be careful. You see, sometimes people come to the church. There's a man of God that wrote on revival and he said, the reason why God steers a revival sometimes, it is because God wants to bring the right impression of how things should be in the church. Maybe it has scattered. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So he steers a revival to bring the right impression. But if there's not an established system to sustain what God is about to do, it will still be useless. What am I teaching you this evening? How to sustain revival? Simple. Because if God starts moving with you, walking with you, these little things will die. Sometimes the reason why somebody like Sense, for instance, come. You see him gentle, for instance, looking gentle and calm. Let's say he's 19, 20. What's that your age again? 21, come. So look at this 21-year-old boy. Bright future, obviously. This man now is super anointed. Now he gets so super anointed with time in church. And he begins to work in the prophetic. The healing anointing is strong in his life. He goes to school, he's talking with a few people, and boom, the prophetic burst. He's talking, he's prophesying his department. Wow, man of God. Wow, man of God. You know the next thing that comes? All the women there, believers and unbelievers, who do they want? Sense. As a man of God, do you know it's not only believers that like you? Even baddies will start liking you. It's you they want to marry. And if he's not careful, that's the end of him. How does he sustain revival? You see, that thing God is doing in his life. Not just, you know, of course now, you are under authority. That authority is how God will sustain you. I tell you the truth. 95% of the time. Make sure you are close to the authority over your life. Especially when you start seeing the hand of God so strong upon your life. Be very close. Come and sit down. The day Prophet Solomon calls me prophet, I know there's a problem. He always calls me Simon. But when he says prophet, I know I've done something wrong. You see me apologizing already. Meaning he's saying I'm now a big boy. Some people called it man worship, but look at me today. If you look at me deeply, like Paul said about himself, if you look at me deeply, you will know that I don't have anything. I don't care about fame. I don't care about any form of honor you give to me. Let me put it like that. I'm sure some of you would have thought it to yourself. I said, this prophet is like, he does not appreciate honor. You'll be wondering. It's because of how I was brought up. Are you listening to me? That thing does not get to my head. There is nothing. That's why if you come around me and I found people kneeling down, I tell them stand up. It does not get to my head. What will I use it to do? Am I saying don't honor me? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying no matter how you honor me, he does not get to my... It can never. I've passed that place a long time by training. I tell you the truth. If I wanted to be useless, it's not today. Most ladies that come to this church, almost all the ladies, they have honor for the man of God. And because of the honor they have for me, if I want to take advantage, it can be easy. I just call you and say, God said, she's not my wife again. You are my new wife. How many, even with the discipline they have, how many will be able to resist that? How many? Say, no, I have discipline. I know that lady to be a disciplined person. I don't know why she fell for that man of God. So God changed his mind. I can prove it with scripture. Show people where God changed his mind in the Old Testament. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Show them things. Then I'll tell you, God have changed his mind on any. It's now you. You are the new one. The choosing one. The light of God is over you. Why do you think yesterday in the night, by 3 p.m., you started dreaming that dream? I tell you the dream. Wow. It was because God was showing me. He said, I should tell you this as a proof that you are the choosing one. If I wanted to manipulate, I would have done it. Because people were vulnerable. Are you listening to me? But why would I not do that? The training I've received. See, you can say God Almighty, yes. But through the training I've received. He said the fivefold ministry, we do what? Perfect the saints. Do you see that? I was perfected by God through a man. The discipline I received, it was scary at some point. Forget this Gen Z generation that are saying it's man worship. They don't know nothing. God wants to raise great men in the scriptures. Go and check. He made them to serve him through men. Go and check in the Bible. Which great man did not follow another man? Is it Samuel? Is it Elijah? Go and check Joshua. They all followed somebody. Somehow God trained them. For what God is about to do, I see so mighty in this city. We're already preparing the program, especially in BSU. I don't want to be biased. I'll be saying or too excited and be saying, since God wants to do something in BSU, I see another one in Uni Agric. I did not see anything in Uni Agric yet. But if he wants a revival, he can cause it there. But I saw something strong happening from BSU. I saw it so strong happening from BSU. And that's why I'm taking time to advise and to steer your heart towards this revival. Especially some of you who are students. And not just BSU. It's going to start more from campuses. You saw it on Facebook. More from campuses. More from the young people. I tell you the truth, it's more from the young people. But if we're not guarded like this with these little principles, when this thing comes, some of us will not be controlled anymore. The least person will be doing mighty things. And some of us cannot be controlled anymore. I tell you the truth. And that's why I'm sharing things like this to you. God has done so many things with me. Some of you are aware of many of the things God have done with me. Before I came here to Benue State, God has done many things to me, through me. I would have decided to be proud, and that would have become my end. Are you all listening to me? But of course, if you look at me today, you will not imagine me as a person God used to draw out somebody's leg, which was longer, one was... Think about all the testimonies we've heard here in church. Do I look like somebody who God used to do those kind of things? I don't even look like it. See how I'm looking to you. There's a way I would have come that I'm a spirit man and stand before you. But I tell you the truth, I've forgotten a lot of these testimonies. A lot of them. Sometimes when I meet people and they say, I'm the one that blah, blah, blah. I'm even wondering, when? You know, one time, 2-3 times you see people come here. Say, Pastor, remember on campus, I was crying, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I stop and I say, come, you need so amount. And I remove it and give to the person. I don't know you from anywhere. I said, but God said you need this. And the person started crying. And before the person raised his head, I'm gone. And many years later, hello, sir. Who are you? Remember 200 level, blah, blah, blah. You met me. I don't even remember the road. I've lived in a lot of places. I haven't think I've forgotten everywhere I lived. Because almost every semester I'm changing house. You know? And when they tell me, I'm like, wow, really? You are the person? You are the person? You know, one of the striking ones, some of you heard that testimony. I just finished getting hosted. I paid for hosted. And I entered, I was looking for the room. As I entered the room, I saw one tall, dark, huge guy. He just sat down, boom, on the bed. I said, hi, is this room so and so? I just came to school that time. He said, yes. I said, okay, what are you doing here? He said, you are the third person. I said, in this place. I put my hand, I did like this. I said, three people are going to live in this place. Yeah. I said, including you, he's big and long. He said, yes. I didn't know this is what people are fighting for outside. I thought that if I enter, I'll be one. So because somebody told me I can pay people off. So I had planned that when I enter, I'll pay people off. You know what I mean by that? I say, you just don't stay in hostel. I'm going to give you some amount. Then only me will not be in the hostel. But that one did not look like he's ready to be paid off. He was ready. He has arranged his food and everything. I think 300 or 400 level student. He says, so keep your things. Just feel at home. Feel at home. I just carried my bag back. I said, okay, excuse me, I'm coming. As I went outside, then remember Tony? He gave me testimony. He came around not too long. He said, excuse me, sir. Not even sir, excuse me. Looking too gentry. Excuse me, please. How do they get hostel? I don't have anywhere to stay. Blah 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 blah. I'm just coming. I don't even know where I will stay this night. I say, anywhere to stay? He said, yes. I said, take. He said, sir, how much will I pay? I said, go. Don't worry. I never knew him from anywhere. Before one day he saw me preaching and entered our fellowship. That's how he got a place to stay that night, as I stayed in the hostel. Now all of these things. Then years later, you see people coming. I remember this. Yet, I tell you the truth, in all humility, you will never find pride. Because I'm in Christ. It's the truth. As long as you are in Christ, you have been perfected unto only every good works. Not bad stories about your life. These are the things that sustain revival. Not partitioning. Be careful, be guarded. Because pride is why sometimes you don't want to be under authority. If you sense the power of God so strong from your inside, seek for an avenue of expression. Sometimes it can be a cell meeting. Don't alter the move of God. There are some that have broken out like this. They are not even in ministry again. They are not in ministry again. Just destroy whatever God was doing and they go away. In the future, they stop ministry. Why did they even do that thing? No reason. Pride. Imagine some of the ministries today. If the people they are trained, I was talking to Pastor Peter, there's a ministry like that in this town. If the people the man of God are trained, all of them were around till now, that ministry, I don't think any ministry in this town will be as big as that ministry. But they broke out, almost 10 of them have one ministry now. Almost 10 of them, they all have ministries. Because sometimes it's not service we are looking for, it's popularity. Sometimes it's cash. Explain to me how somebody will be under a man of God in a certain place and he will now retire himself and now go and become under another man of God in Abuja. Why are you not under this man of God you were there with? Because you felt like you were not getting the funds there. Probably to even support the ministry, you have to pray and fast and even remove from your money sometimes to support the ministry. But you think the other place you are, God is there because there's money. Think about it. So the people you left from probably Otukpo or Apa and you ran to Abuja, God has forgotten that people? God does not care about that people? That is why it's important you make your money. Are you listening to me? We have been looking at people. You know, we've been ignoring this indiscipline over the years. That sometimes the laziest people you find are church people. They cover everything with spirituality. Yes, they can pray in tongues. They can quote Rema. But one hard work. Start that business. Never. Anyone they start, they will quit in less than 2 weeks. It's not interesting. And that's why when I preach to you, I don't only tell you about John G. Lake. I also tell you about Isaac Newton. Because the revival God is about to bring is not about John G. Lake, John G. Healy. It's about civilization. We will bring new civilizations on the earth. Are you not excited? Christ Embassy just started their phone, their smartphone. This one now cannot be controlled by nobody in the world. Because he has been saying he's suspecting all these phones, that they are tracking their... He now said, okay, do our own. Oh my God. What an inspiration. You know, there are some people they call generals. There are some people they call generals. Grand generous. Pastor Chris is a grand general. That's what we are talking about. We want to come to a point that we want to make our own smartphones. Because we don't trust these people anymore. We want to take over the health sector. If they don't want, what they say, World Health Organization, we'll say Kingdom Health Organization. We'll do our own. KHO. Let them recommend their rubbish. We'll recommend our own. When they want to kill a particular nation, they begin to recommend rubbish there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And men that have money are the ones that influence it. Recently, we've seen shocking revelation about some billionaires who influenced the decision of WHO. Shocking revelations. No wonder they wanted to test COVID-19 vaccine with blacks first. Africans. They say why? They say because they are not sure the thing will work. So it is with us, they want to test whether it will work or not. So when they test it with us and it blow our intestine or our kidney and scatter, they will not say the thing is destroying kidney. Let's redo it and come and test. Are you feeling fire on your inside? We want to raise doctors, scientists that will talk and the world will stand still. And do you know it's possible? I mentioned to you last week that I didn't mention, but I told you, more than 20 scientists in the world's greatest scientists are Christians. Not just Christians, clergymen. Do you know what caused them to get deep in their study and discover some of these certain laws? They wanted to prove God in a certain way. They went into studies, especially Kepler, that discovered that law of geometry, one of the greatest, best formulas for geometry. Because he wanted to prove something about the existence of God. Go and check. So when I tell you about Allen, Azusa Street, when I will still start telling about Faraday, I'll start telling you about who did that, who gave us that, discovered that gene stuff, Gregor Mendel. I'll tell about this wonderful, they are also men of God. Are you hearing me tonight? God is starting a revival. I see it, I sense it so strong. Whatever God wants to do from BSU will be sustained if we are capacitated by this mentality. That some of us are rising not saying, I want to preach on that podium. We are rising saying we want to become the next greatest scientist. Greatest this, greatest that. Somehow now, God has containers in different sectors that can sustain his move. So that God is not wiped away from medicine. When they look at medicine, they feel like God is not there. Suddenly, pop! One kingdom general arises from there. Who is competent like Daniel? Sustaining the move of God there. Think about the banking sector. There's one kingdom general there. Think about forex, crypto. There's one kingdom general there. Are you listening to me, people of God? Competence. And Satan is trying to steal our time. I want to end with this. That's why he brings certain addictions, certain sins. The Bible says the sin that easily besets. You can't be creative anymore. You can't be creating anymore. Hebrews 12, from verse 1. It said, seeing that you are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, from verse 1. It said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that what? Easily ensnares us. You see what the devil does? Even God knows that there's that sin that easily ensnares you. Anger, that stern, that one. Satan is in the knowing. God is in the knowing too. These are things that limit. Don't call it your weakness. I have a weakness. Never call it. You are succumbing to the devil. Say, I don't have a weakness. Never call it. Say, my weakness is that. But no, you don't have a weakness. You are born again. You have escaped the corruption that is in the world through loss. Are you not amazed? Let me end with this. There are certain nations that experience this move of God today. If you go there, you cannot find a connection between that move of God and the nation today. Huh? The rate of crime, even in those cities that police have to shut down for a while when revival happened. Do you know the rate of crime today? Because the move of God was not sustained. It was not sustained. Even certain men of God made that mistake. There are certain men of God that you hear about them. You don't see anything traceable to their life on the earth today. Even their ministry. Because they did not create systems to sustain whatever God was doing in their life till this point. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And the foundation of all of this trouble is disorderliness. If God wants to do something now, pride will start rising from the heart of young men. Somebody was weak yesterday, could not even pray. Now he's capacitated. Boom! He's thinking, I think I need to go there and start another move of God. No, there is power in order. There is power in unity. Satan does not like unity. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He doesn't. And you can do this vetting. Go and check ministries who are doing so mighty for God. So many mighty things for God. The first thing you trace to the reason why they are doing everything is orderliness. I've done my assignment. And I can tell you, on the earth today, there is no ministry as influential as Love World. Christ Embassy. There's no ministry. Yet, you know all the troubles that have come, the singers that left and the rest. But till today, you all know. See what they just did recently. They have their banks before now. Hope you know they have their own bank. They don't save money to another bank. They save it with their own bank. They are the first Christian TV station that started running 24 hours in the whole world. The first. A man from Nigeria. But what gives them this? What has sustained them over the years? Orderliness. There's no ministry on the earth in the Pentecostal sector that if you think about other administration that you will call except Christ Embassy first. You all know it. From wherever you were coming from, you would have heard the stories. Some of you would have heard stories that they say they are a cult. Have you heard something like that? That their news does not get outside. Have you heard something like that? In COVID-19, they were looking for Pastor Chris. They did not know where he is. because nobody would reveal any information about him. When he was speaking, nobody still knew where he was in town. In the same town. Yet that night he will still record. Why? Orderliness. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah to Jesus. So something mighty is happening from BSU that I see. And it's going to happen from even your streets. Be on your feet. We're going to start it soon. At the middle of this month. Not just there. It's going to happen from your street, from your houses. Don't take it cool. Are you listening to me? There's a glory on your inside. I've told some of you who pray every day, some of the leaders, what did I tell you? I said, keep on praying every day. Keep on praying what? Every day. Are you listening to me? And what did I say pray about from yesterday night? I said, start praying for revival. Because my eyes are open. I've seen it. I've never prophesied a revival in this town. This is the first time. And Satan will come in several ways to distract you. Are you listening to me? Some of you, just after Zoe conference, you would have sensed some kind of trials and temptation. Just after it, is a devil that is coming to distract you. Be vigilant, be focused. Something mighty is about to hit the city. Lift your hands. And you don't need everybody to believe you. You see, as I wrote it on Facebook, I was not expecting everybody, every pastor to believe what I'm saying. I don't care. I am your leader. And if you know God has given me as your leader, believe what I'm saying. And start seeing it and praying it. So take this night, take every night. We have been praying for the past 1 month, 2 months. Keep on praying and call for the revival. And some of you sleeping, I hope when the revival starts, you will not be sleeping. Pray for it from the depth of your heart. We're going to take 5 minutes and call for the revival. Pray in the spirit. From the depth of your heart. Ruach Adonai, the Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. I can sense the Holy Ghost within me. Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. 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 Can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Ruach HaKodesh. Now listen. I feel like saying this again so strong. Satan will cause distraction. See, I sense it so strong in my heart. Distraction with relationship. Distraction with one or two things. Finances. Some of you start considering, not because Satan is bringing it up, you start considering your brokenness. I've been so broke for long. Is God really with me? It's a devil that is making you think. You think it's your mind. Because if he doesn't do this thing, you'll be so focused and it will happen at once. He will bring some people your way. Some of you, he will want to cause you to make a decision out of tiredness. Out of weariness. I've had this enough. I think I need to change my city. I tell you the truth. Because you are part of that. You know, I called him. I told him. I said, I saw what the Lord was doing. And you are part of it. Pastor Ian are part of it. I saw you at the front of that revival. I told him. I said, start praying. I don't know if I told you to start praying. I said, start praying for that revival. And I said, where I saw it growing from is the campus. the basketball, I don't think I've prayed there more than 5 times my whole year in BSU. I said, but I saw it. I actually used to have a bias about that place, but I still saw that it was there. And I said, go there. That's where you'll be praying. And get people. And the Lord said, bring people as much. Some of you have friends who are from different churches apart from our churches, isn't it? Who even sing, who loves the Lord. Who are in school. Some of you who are students, gather them. Alright, we're going to do a flyer. We're going to talk to all the JCCF folks, the leaderships, all of them to come there. I wouldn't be there because I didn't see myself there. Are you listening to me? God wants to do something mighty. Although I'm seeing, the Lord told me, he said, prepare for a campus crusade. A campus crusade. We're going to do it very, very soon in BSU. But everybody, all of you that know how to play guitar, because one of the instruments that I saw being played in that river was the guitar. I saw people playing guitar and I saw people crying and worshiping the Lord. And I saw people gathering and gathering and gathering and gathering. That's what I saw in the spirit. So I said, they put my flyer on the picture. I said, don't put my face on the flyer. It's not me. I said, put people worshiping and praying, because that's what I saw. Are you listening? Tell the Lord, every distraction, any form of distraction Satan is bringing my way, thank you, Holy Spirit, because I will not walk in that distraction. Go ahead and pray from the depth of your heart. Because the revival is not ending in BSU. It is in the youth. But it's going everywhere. To your street, to your houses, to every part of this nation, from our state. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Can we do something? Hold the hands of somebody and pray. Just hold the hands of somebody close to you and just pray. We are preserved for this revival. Like the Asbury revival. It was prophesied to a young man, one young man. I can see the Holy Ghost within. Let your eyes be closed. Let your mind see it. Picture yourself in it. Picture yourself in that revival. Picture yourself in it. I can sense the Holy Ghost within me. Hallelujah. 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 Shabaka pa karakata. Pray, pray, pray. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whoever you want to touch, Lord, you can touch through me. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through my life. Whoever you want to touch, Lord, you can touch through me. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. Lord, I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours.
heart, from the depth of your heart.
Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whoever you want to touch, Lord, you can touch through me. For I'm yours. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Anything that will cause me to limit the move of God, let it be removed. Every distraction, remove from our path. Remove from our path. Remove from our path. That spirit of pride, that spirit of immorality, removed. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.